Chapter 1. Here's the thing about life-shattering days. They start just like any other. You don't realize your world is about to explode into a million smoking pieces of awfulness until it's too late. The last Friday of my freshman year, I wake in my dorm room at 5 a.m. as usual. I get up quietly so as not to disturb my roommates, change into my bikini, and head for the ocean. I love the campus in the early morning. The white concrete facades of the buildings are turning pink and turquoise in the sunrise. The quad's grassy lawn is empty, except for seagulls and squirrels waging their eternal war for the snack crumbs we students have left behind. The air smells of sea salt, eucalyptus, and fresh cinnamon rolls baking in the cafeteria. The cool Southern California breeze raises goosebumps on my arms and legs. It's times like this, I can't believe I'm lucky enough to go to school at Harding Pencroft Academy. Assuming I survive this weekend's trials, of course. I might wash out in disgrace or die tangled in a net at the bottom of some underwater obstacle course. But hey, it's still better than ending the term doing 5 jillion multiple choice problems on some state standardized test. I follow the gravel footpath that leads to the ocean. 100 yards past the Naval Warfare Building, the cliffs drop into the Pacific. Far below, white surf ribs the steel blue sea. Waves rumble and reverberate around the curve of the bay like the snores of a giant. My brother Dev is waiting for me at the edge of the cliff.
"You're late, Anna Banana."
He knows I hate it when he calls me that. "I will push you off," I warn.
"Well, you could try."
When Dev grins, he does this lopsided squint, like he can't equalize the pressure in one ear. The other girls tell me it's adorable. I'm not convinced. His dark hair is spiky in front, like a sea urchin. He claims it's his style. I think it's just because he sleeps with a pillow over his face. As usual, he's wearing his standard black HP wetsuit with the silver shark logo on the front, indicating his house. Dev thinks I'm crazy to make the dive in a bikini. In most ways, he's a tough guy. When it comes to cold temperatures, though, he's kind of a baby. We do our pre-dive stretches. This spot is one of the few places along the California coast where you can free-dive without getting smashed to pieces against the rocks below. The cliffs are sheer, plunging straight into the depths of the bay. It's quiet and peaceful this time of morning. Despite Dev's responsibilities as a house captain, he's never too busy for our morning ritual. I love him for that. "What did you bring for Socrates today?" I ask. Dev gestures nearby. 2 dead squid lie glistening in the grass. As a senior, Dev has access to the aquarium's feeding supplies. This means he can sneak little treats for our friend under the bay. The squid are about 1 foot long from tail to tentacles, slimy, silver and brown like oxidized aluminum. Loligo opalescence. California market squid. Lifespan 6 to 9 months. I can't turn off the data stream. Our marine biology professor, Dr. Farez, has trained us too well. You learn to remember the details because everything, literally everything, will be on her quizzes. Socrates has another name for Loligo opalescence. He calls them breakfast. "Nice," I pick up the squid, still cold from the freezer, and hand one to Dev. "You ready?"
"Hey, before we dive,"
his expression turns serious.
"I have something I want to give you."
I don't know if he's telling the truth or not, but I always fall for his distractions. As soon as he has my attention, he turns and jumps off the cliff. I curse. "Oh, you little..." Whoever jumps in first.